Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry. Cause they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico.
You're playing a Greg Roman offense, man. You better be prepared to stand up against the run. They've had some attrition in the backfield, but it hadn't slowed down their growth and progress in that area. They drafted the young runner from North Carolina in round one. Certainly they acquired Naj in free agency. Both of those guys are not available to them, but there's still been an uptick in their run game, particularly in recent weeks, as Vidal has found his rhythm. I think he's got 200-yard games in the last 3 weeks. Patterson last week in particular is another young guy. I think he had about 50 yards rushing on 8 or 9 carries. And so, you know, there's no rest for the weary.
Mike Tomlin on Greg Roman, the run game savant coach of the offense for the Chargers, the Steelers' opponent Sunday night. Mark Cabali will be there where he tore his Achilles tendon back in 2021. And he is brought to you by IC Light. He is, at least for this Friday, put the IC Light hat back in the closet and is wearing his Thomas Jefferson hat.
Was the Joe Hendry character, I have to ask because the way the intro sounds, it's ridiculous. Is his character supposed to be like a boy band pretty boy type, Mark? Like, what's his deal?
I think he just stumbled across that after 10 years in the
wilderness. Indies. Now I'm getting the stupid gif sent to me by everybody.
if you know, Cena's last match is coming up here.
Is it going to be against this guy?
And they're having a tournament. Okay. To see who, like an NCAA tournament bracket of 16.
Yep. Is he going to be
there? There's some rumors that Joe Hendry might be involved in this.
Is the Brooklyn Brawler going to be there?
They've only named 4 participants so far. 4 more they'll announce tonight. Maybe Joe Hendry is.
Well, wait a minute. In all seriousness, if we're breaking kayfabe here.
Kayfabe is dead.
Yes. Wouldn't Cena probably be allowed to actually pick who he wants to go out wrestling against?
Yeah, that's the whole storyline now.
Okay.
Is about. He got his opportunity by, you know, ruthless aggression.
Yes, Kurt Angle.
So he's given 16 guys an opportunity to
if I
be
get,
that guy.
Do not send me that damn GIF anymore. I'm so
Joe
sick
Hendry.
Of seeing
Mark,
that
tell all your friends
thing.
To send Joe
no.
Hendry pictures and
please
videos
stop.
To Chris.
Hey, he was in WrestleMania, lost to Randy Orton, but Joe Hendry
it's mainly
is more
because I
than
see
a lot.
It. It's mainly because I see it in so many other contexts, and it's just like, it's like you. When you send that
like
Steve
me.
Brule, like, oh, check it
That's
out.
That's my gimmick.
I know, but it drives me crazy. I don't need to see it anymore.
Sometimes it doesn't even...
It's never relevant.
Yeah, it's never relevant. Anyway. That makes it even better.
Let's talk about the run games of both teams for this game.
I'm trying to get back on track.
I am, because...
He's right.
Both teams have offensive line issues. The Chargers worse off than the Steelers. Seumalo announced out. This is going to be the first game all year the Steelers haven't started the same O-line combo. We had somebody on earlier who said they think there's a chance Pete plays a lot at guard so they can use Spencer Anderson in the jumbo package. Do you agree with that?
I was asking Spencer Anderson this exact same thing earlier in the week when there wasn't sure if Seumalo out. He goes, it's not that big of a deal if I jump from guard out to jumbo tackle. It really isn't.
But who's going to fill the guard spot when he does
Pete
it?
Would probably come in at guard. Then you're moving two positions at that time. I don't know if they come to that final conclusion. I'm not unaware, but I would probably rather keep Spencer Anderson at the jumbo. I mean, play him at guard. He's going to play all 100%
of the snaps. But move him out to jumbo.
Out, Pete
because there's
in.
A motion quality. Yes. There's a motion aspect to it or
plus,
whatever.
Yes, so.
Well, also Spencer Anderson, we saw his hands on display after that that completion from Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean,
did they?
He's a decent player for being a seventh round.
Do they believe?
Yeah. I agree with that.
I would co-sign that as well. Do they believe they can run the ball without having to go to the resort to the jumbo tactics?
Yeah,
is there confidence there that they can line up in a more normal?
We
formation?
Haven't seen it yet this
year. Well, that's why I'm asking. I mean, there was a reason behind that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'm sure they're confident they can do it. But why do it when you got the 300-pound tight end?
Well, because I think it opens things up for you. If you can run out of like more traditional sets, you can maybe be more explosive down the field.
Yeah, how much did they even run out of that last week?
They didn't do it a lot. Yeah. They actually played three receivers more in that game than they have all year.
Yeah, so I think they can run off of it. I think it's.
But they didn't run the ball
be
at all
a
last
need,
week.
They're going to need to have a big game running the ball. I think.
Why is that?
I think first
Chargers got a good pass defense.
Yeah, but I think they really need to. Establish that run early in this game just to have that mindset again. You talk about Seumalo out, yeah, but that right side of the line, including Frazier, they've been really good this year. They've allowed.
What's the
Fautanu
stat
maybe?
You had off
one
the
sack.
Air? What'd you say about Troy? He what's hasn't that? Given up a sack yet, right?
He hasn't given up a sack in his career. Mason McCormick's given up one this year, and Frazier's been no sacks. So those three are working in tandem. If you see any of those clips of Fautanu and Mason McCormick, man, those guys seem like they're on the exact same page.
Well, they got DeForest Buckner injured on Sunday.
Yeah,
they might be done for the year.
Twist and stuff. They know they're filling it right now. So even if Seumalo is out at left guard and that's not ideal, maybe you just become more of a right heavy running team.
Is Jones playing better like internally there, you think? Like, is there the perception that he's finally starting to come along or is he still lagging?
Well, he hasn't had that terrible game. Like
since week one.
Yeah, week one and week three.
I know, but look, as his like chief backer, I will say, you get picked in the first round, they traded up a couple spots to do it. This far in, I can't accept he hasn't had that terrible game since week one. Like, you're supposed to start looking like a difference maker eventually.
Well, put it this way, he doesn't look like Troy Fautanu.
Well, yeah, even I was trying to get equal time here for ripping them both, saying Fautanu didn't look that great early in the season, but like we just said, he killed DeForest Buckner, I think.
Yeah, no,
and he looks like he's starting to really get it.
The strength, the smarts for a guy that's been, like I said, played nine. He has 500 career snaps at the NFL position. I'm not saying Broderick Jones is terrible, but he's being at least steady enough where he's not a problem.
Are they going to come out defensively? Because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of what Tomlin said there about Roman and being such a great run schemer and put run defense personnel on the field. Mark, or are they going to play the pass more because that's what the Chargers do? They throw the ball more than any team in the league, just about.
Same thing they did last week.
And what was that?
You know, just play that two-gap scheme where you don't really rush it. You try to stop the run game. And what everything I've heard is even though Harbaugh and Roman want to run the ball, they get away from it really quickly. And you got, what, potentially three different offensive linemen. If Becton's out, I'm not quite sure if he's out.
Mekhi Becton, not. I haven't seen their injury report yet. He's a right guard.
Out there. The two tackles out, two of the running backs out. They don't even know who their second running back is.
Because the third's out for the year.
Yeah, so Mark, they can get away from that quite quickly. So I think that's number one. Just do what you did last week, then expand a little bit more defensively in the secondary.
Mark, I have a quick dueling theory on how the Steelers are going to have to approach them. I think one of the things that makes Herbert maybe more defensible than a guy like Flacco to them, and this is paradoxical in theory, or it's counterintuitive is maybe the better way to put it, because he's such a good athlete, because he trusts his arm so much, he's a big game hunter down the field. I actually think he's like the sixth longest time to throw in the league this year. I think the Steelers do better against guys who are willing to try to hold onto the ball to make big plays. What would make me nervous is if all those injuries to their tackles convince Justin Herbert, I'm going to get rid of the ball quickly to just all these receivers that can get open pretty fast. I'd rather see him trying to hang on to the ball making plays, because I think that's the Steelers' best chance to do similar things to what they did to Daniel Jones.
They might have to make that. I mean, you got two tackles.
But I mean, I guess my point here is if Justin Herbert decides he's actually going to take what's given and take quick hitting stuff, I don't like their chances. McConkey's a shifty player. Gadsden's been ridiculous since
he took
over.
Yeah, they got to figure out how to defend the tight end again this week, Mark, which they did a great job of last week.
Yeah.
Which, do you think Ramsey playing safety had something to do with that?
Yeah, I think definitely Ramsey had something. I think Peyton Wilson had something to do with it, too.
Man, what a game he had, huh?
As well. So they played a pretty flawless game. That defense needs to now stack this on top of one another. And like I said, I would maybe expand it a little bit defensively in the secondary to what they were doing. They're not vanilla, but not what they normally do. But with Duggar in there for another week, I like the way it looks at right now. They just have to go out there and do that. But I understand what you're saying. You throw Keenan Allen in there, who's still a pretty good receiver.
Yep.
A pretty good possession.
They've got four guys who have over 30 catches already on this team.
Can a quarterback who likes to hold on to the ball off and run feel
it's
the
more
need
like
to
is
be
he
able
willing
to do that?
It's more my big million-dollar question for this game, to put it in very specific terms, is I think that the Chargers' best chance to beat the Steelers and cook and really carve them up is him getting the ball out quick. Can Justin Herbert, or is Justin Herbert willing to just do that kind of thing?
He hasn't shown that, so why would he change it? Why would he?
Because I mean, if you're a coachable player, and you realize that this team on film gets absolutely torched by the quick passing game and has no answers for it, you'd try to implement that, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, McConkey's dropped a lot of balls.
He has not had the kind of year I thought he would there. Yeah. But the other receivers have come on.
Yeah. Like Johnston's their leading touchdown guy, and he was, I thought, trending towards bust territory for
a
while.
And we all thought this team was going to be the ground and pound. Hampton,
well, I think they. I still think they'd like to be, but they don't have any other guys.
Without Joe Hall, it's just...
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Mark will make his Steelers Chargers prediction next segment. Plus, hear what had Mark so mad at the Fan Morning Show. But first, a headline.
Pitt basketball takes on the Longwood Lancers tonight. Game can be heard here on The Fan with coverage beginning at 6:30. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Malzy?
Oh, thank you very much. Let's talk about Blue Chew, friends. Right now, fellas, if you are looking to add a little boing back to the bedroom, Blue Chew can help. Blue Chew is not just a tablet. It's a cheat code for the old downstairs region. Like somebody gave you a pep talk and a gym membership, Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. So that can help you do the following. Be more confident where it counts. Be more confident when it counts. Be ready when she is. And feel maybe like you did in your glory days. Yes, you might even have flashbacks to your prime. And date nights, well, they got longer and better for everyone when it comes to Blue Chew getting involved. And it's not just about performance. It is about the vaunted group chat of hers. Give them something to talk about. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. We've also got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code Chris at checkout and cover $5 for shipping. That's it. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. Once again, promo code Chris at BlueChew.com. Pony.
Mike's Beer Bar had a great night there last week. You can have an awesome night there tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. They'll be open Sunday night for the game between Pittsburgh and L.A. They're also going to be open during the day to watch football all day. They have the pass there to get every game. They also would be a great place to go pregame if you're going to the hockey game. Go over to Mike's, get a steak on a stone, pick one of their 80 rotating craft beers that they have on tap. And then either walk up to the arena or take the tee. Mike's Beer Bar right next to PNC Park. It's Mike's. Football Talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. CBS game for us on Paramount Plus this weekend is the Ravens and Vikings at 1 o'clock. Mark Cabali in studio with us at 4:30. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings, one of Mark's favorite hangouts. Donnie Football of the belief that the Ravens will run the Steelers down. He actually said to us, Mark, that he thinks the Ravens will be in first place by Thanksgiving. Do you agree with him?
He's looking at the schedule there. I mean, the schedule is beneficial toward the Ravens, but I need to see it this week in Minnesota from them. Minnesota's not an easy place to play. I think McCarthy has that, not it factor, but he has something interesting about him to pull out wins.
And
the Ravens' defense was not good last week.
You're going to love this. They got lucky. My opinion on McCarthy, and I am still not moving off this position, and he might not look like this guy did in the pro, like in his time as a starter, because he's got better coaching a little bit.
Yep.
I think he is Kenny Pickett with better pub, like a better PR department. I see nothing.
Better than a pony?
I see nothing.
He needs a pony in Minnesota.
I see nothing there that like delineates or denotes to me special.
He reminds me a little bit of a Baker Mayfield-ish. Rookie Baker.
I do not see it. At all, with
I could tell you one thing: he's better than Carson Wentz.
Oh wow, you have just cleared the highest bar for praise right there.
I need to see them to go into Minnesota, and it really.
I think they're going to go in there, and I think they're going to handle them.
Well, let's see if that came up in Callis's rap about this game. I'm hearing people tell me that this is good. Like it's as Callis. Far as
Everything
raps go,
you haven't heard it?
No, not yet. All right. Have you heard it yet,
yes.
Seth?
Yeah, Callis thinks he's going to win a Grammy.
I think there's a lot of Callis hate in this building.
How about Callis jealousy?
They're all
green with Callis envy.
All behind the glass, there's a lot of Callis jealousy.
Oh, I think there's a lot. There's multiple people here who I think would love to see the fall of Callis.
Do you sense that on the Steelers beat, there's a lot of Kabali jealousy?
No, I don't. Even if it is, I wouldn't care.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a given, Mark.
No, because we got some very, what's the pleasant word of, how to say it? We got very confident people on the Steelers beat that maybe shouldn't be as confident as they are.
Ooh.
So you're saying they have like the reverse of imposter syndrome.
Here is Callis's now, I guess, weekly rap. This is so popular, it's becoming a fixture on their show. He raps about the Steelers' next game.
The Steelers are going to win the championship.
Super Bowl.
Now they just need a wide receiver, and they'll be destined for greatness.
They did nothing. Bupkis.
Oh. I'm Harry Callis, I'm back. Are the Steelers that bad? Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. The Steelers got no receivers at the deadline. Are they going to be fine? Did they miss this time? And I guess MVS is just
practice squad guy.
Seems like he'll get by. Hope he doesn't try to fly like Wilson did when he fumbled. Security.
And that boneheaded lack of ball security.
The Steelers wanted Myers. That was clear. But Schefter said
Jacksonville stepped up here.
Kabuli doesn't think he's that nice. Worth the price.
When did Myers turn into Jerry Rice?
But if DK goes down, Crowley said not pleased.
They have the worst wide receiver core in the league.
Will the Steelers be the kings of the North? We're going back and forth, but it seems they'll get their money's worth. Well, without an established second wide receiver, of course.
You already have three receivers to Roman, Calvin Austin, that are not so far away from what Jacoby Myers brings.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't mind it.
Cut me off.
Oh no, I thought it was objectively good.
I think if it started with I'm Harry Callis, if he cut out the first 10 seconds,
they
would
want
be
it.
Better.
I think Content Craig has a little input here, and he wants that like slow beginning on purpose, Once he actually started spitting, man, I mean.
Mark, even though you did take some slings
good.
And arrows there, did you like it?
Oh, it's Callis. Callis got some talent. He does the morning show when I'm on, the intro of me.
There's some Eminem comparisons being made to him.
Eminem's the candy or Eminem?
Eminem the rapper.
I was going to say, were they peanut butter Eminem?
What the hell did I just listen to? He's got way too much time on his hands.
At least he's doing something.
Mark on the YouTube comments, listen, if nothing else, Callis is at least swinging the bat. Like Henry Davis maybe, but he is swinging the bat nonetheless.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk bad about the parts.
Evidently, from what you were telling us off the air, that is true. Scotty Miller out for this game. Finger, kind of hard to be a wide receiver when your finger's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Is MVS the guy that gets called up to replace him?
He could. I tell you one thing. The first thing I saw about MVS is it's interesting they put him right next to Aaron Rodgers in the locker room. Literally right next. It goes Freiermuth, Rodgers.
But Rodgers had nothing to do with him getting here, Mark. I don't know if you heard Mike say that on
Tuesday. The first thing I saw him taking some team reps, some real reps, the guy's still fast.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I know, really.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it's going to take him to get there. I don't know. I got the Van Jefferson, the Allen Robinson vibe a little bit.
Okay, that's not a great vibe.
I was going to say, what?
I don't like that vibe.
That's like saying I've got the there's a tornado headed this way vibe.
This guy reminds me of Dante Moncrief. Great.
He is extremely quick.
Yeah, then he's the same player he's always been, because I can't imagine his hands have gotten any better in the interim.
He's not as big as you thought he would be, too. I thought he was bigger, but he wasn't.
Will Howard and Corey Trice are listed as questionable. What's going on with both of those guys?
Didn't they even have to activate them, did they?
They're still on IR.
Howard. When did Howard's window open? Like two?
They have to make that decision.
After this game, right?
Yeah, I believe. Both of them, I believe.
So what's going on with those guys, Mark?
Well, I talked to Howard the other day briefly, and he's out working out after practice, and he's taking a handful of reps here and there. They're going to have to activate him. They don't even have 53 men on
the roster.
They don't need to cut Thompson. They'll keep four?
Where is he at right now?
Who?
Skyler.
Third. He's on the roster as their third quarterback.
I thought he was on practice squad.
No, he's on the regular roster.
Are they still kind of in love with the traits and the physical tools for Trice that they're going to just give him? Is it going to be with him kind of a you get every opportunity to stay healthy and improve it?
He's already got about three of those opportunities.
Well, no, he's like a bit of a cat with nine lives, though.
This has to be it. If it was anybody else who didn't have those traits of being 6'2", 6'3".
He's 6'3", yeah. He's like Richard Sherman size.
He would have been long gone. So they must really, really, really like him. But you have to get to a point where it just – just can't get on the field. We just can't keep you.
Mark, your prediction for Sunday night's matchup. You'll be there. Your favorite trip of the year back out to L.A.
Man,
for the Steelers and Chargers.
I'm just too old to go the 4.5-hour flight to L.A.
What are you talking
Mark,
about?
You're not even 50 yet.
I mean, I just don't like flying anymore. I'm like the old
guy.
Okay,
that's the more like honest answer. You don't like flying, but to say you're
the
too
whole
old.
Sitting in there and my freaking leg
yes,
hurts,
we're aware of how airplanes work and the seating arrangements on them.
It's miserable.
Okay. So
then you'll have people screaming, here we go, Steelers. Now we're really getting on my nerves.
That's so bad. Fans are excited to go watch a football game.
Just quiet and let me just sit here.
Man, you are not
Mark,
beating
the earphones.
You're not beating earbuds. The curmudgeon charges here at
I
all.
I am curmudgeon.
I'm going to call you the sports grouch.
Hey, you watch Seinfeld?
Oh, jeez.
And when David Putty was on the airplane just staring to the seat.
He was the original raw dog of airplane flights.
That's me. I just sit there and stare at the seat.
That's one of the best scenes in that show's history. You're just going to sit there and stare straight ahead? Yeah.
All right, so who are you picking and who's going to be the star of the game, Mark?
I think the Steelers. I just think the offensive line is just too banged up. I say 27-17, your Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm going to say multiple sack game by Trent Jordan. T.J. Watt.
So you think this was a catalyst for him last week? Like he's
that and he's playing.
Or is it just he's going to be going against, you know, like somebody who's like a creative player, basically?
Yeah. Malzi said that he didn't earn his $41 million last week, by the way.
I said, hold on.
Nobody.
Actually, I did say more or less that. Here's my point, though. He said
outside of one play, didn't do much.
Well, he made, in my opinion, the play of the game. Mm-hmm. And if their season gets back on track fully, maybe the turning point play of their season. But I think you were still paying him to impact the game more than one play, that if it's just a sack and not a strip sack, because it's a first down play.
You're acting like that's the only thing he did.
I know. I agree with you on that.
I don't know, man. I just thought like it was a weird game. It was the duality of Watt. The one play he makes is a massive one, and he deserves full marks.
A ton of plays.
I agree, Mark.
Okay, I'll let the ball.
Well, what I'm saying is,
here.
I think he's that might help, but I think no doubt the two tackles are going to help. More
God,
than
playing
anything.
That Callis song. Playing that Callis song has just unleashed the YouTube chat. There is. You want to talk about a schism? There is a gulf. There are people that despise Callis in this chat who are defending limits to the hilt. There are people who then respond with that they hate limits and love Callis. We've got a war brewing in this place.
That's all limits, buddies.
The limits has a lady named Desiree who is insistent that she would love to take him out on a date.
Yeah, Mark. You think he should do it?
Well, I don't know who this Desiree is.
I think she's a little older.
I don't think
the
limits has really a lot of options. I think it's basically this or nothing.
With the MILF hunter behind the glass approve of this?
I don't know how old she is, Chris. Do we know?
I think she's a little older. I think she's got a, you know.
40s?
I would say 40s, yeah. I would guess 40s.
You like that for limits?
Well, I think she also had the hots for Callis for a little bit.
Oh! No, she...
She hates...
I think she hates Callis. She said he's a jerk.
But maybe that's because Callis rejected her, Chris.
Uh-oh, I see somebody else coming down the road here. He wouldn't say no.
All right. No, he would not. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
We'll talk again next week when you get back from L.A., hopefully in one piece. All right. Coming up next, the debut of a new new segment. The PM team. The PM team Power Hour kickoff. What is it? Tune in to find out. First, I'm going to tell you guys, it's not a wrap. First, I'm going to tell you guys about my friends at Comer and Cross. If your garage floor looks like hot garbage, cracks, stains, maybe there was an epoxy job that's gone belly up that looks awful now, my friends at Comer and Cross Garage Floor can fix it today. Really, they can get it done in one day. They did for me. They showed up before noon. They were done before I got home from work. And it looks spectacular. Even my wife approves, and she's a tough sell. 50% off labor right now, but that deal ends soon. And if you call now, you can get it installed by the holidays. So when all your friends and family come over, they're going to be in awe of your new garage floor. So easy to get in touch with them. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. If you've got a lot of stuff, you're a hoarder in your garage, don't worry. They'll take it out for you, and you don't get charged any extra. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR now. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or go to their website. C-O-M-E-R, Cross. That's comerandcross.com. Comer and Cross, concrete floor coatings. Steelers' big injury for Sunday is Isaac Seumalo. The guard will miss his first game of the year, and the Steelers will have a new-look offensive line for the first time all season. Spencer Anderson expected to make the start there. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com right now. It's a Black and Gold Football Friday on the PM team.
The Los Angeles Chargers got a lot of respect for Jesse Minter, man, and his strategic approach to the game on that side. He does an awesome job of minimizing big plays. He does an awesome job of moving Derwin James around. Derwin is just, he's the straw that stirs the drink for them.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather for this game Sunday night in L.A. will be in the low 70s. There's like a canopy overhead there, so people won't get wet, even if there was rain in the forecast, but there isn't. So there you go. For Steelers and Chargers, Steelers trying to make it 2-0, trying to beat another good team and potential contender in the AFC in back-to-back weeks. 5 o'clock hour has been dubbed by me the Steelers-Chargers PM team power hour because it is wall-to-wall talk about this game. We'll get your thoughts in Open Phone Friday at 5:15. We have the play-by-play voice of the Chargers at 5:30, a man named Matt Money Smith. Their color guy is Daniel Jeremiah. Did you know that? He's the draft analyst for NFL Network and
like
a Chargers broadcast.
Doesn't Mina Kimes still moonlight during the preseason as the Rams?
She does.
Color commentator?
Yes.
She also just, I saw, we have
picked
NFL
a tie.
Live. Yeah, she picked a tie in Ravens-Vikings.
And we'll make our picks. I'd make a comment about Seth the MILF Hunter right now, but I'm going to let discretion be the better part of valor, whatever the heck that expression is or saying is. Let's get to our PM team, Steelers Chargers Power Hour kickoff. Hit it, Seth.
Hate New York City. It's cold and it's damp. And all the people dressed like
Marcus. Never heard this song before? What?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Let's leave Chicago.
It's like Callis's rap. It gets better.
You came up with such a clumsy bad name for this segment that I knew there had to be that more to it. And this is...
a little bit too rugged for you and me.
Seth, do you know what this song is without actually...
He's about to know. It's from Toy Story, isn't it?
That's what I was about to say. It sounds like a Pixar thing.
Is it from Toy Story?
No, I think the person that you're thinking of did the Toy Story theme, the You Got a Friend in Me.
All right, lower the volume a little bit here. Don't kill the bed, though. All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Steelers, Chargers questions pertaining to this game.
Can I am not going to derail this segment, I promise you. But can
sounds
I just,
like you already are.
I know, and you hate it when I do this. Here is the situation right now. You don't look at the YouTube feed, and you probably shouldn't.
And by the way, if you go to our X page,
you can also watch the show there.
And you can watch it there.
Join 1,100-plus people. There's also several hundred watching on YouTube and commenting. You can pay to have comments boosted on YouTube. Here is the situation in 10 seconds. Johnny the Barber is on hold on three separate lines, apparently using three separate phones. And a guy named Mark Crowley, no relation to Adam, just paid $20 to have a comment boosted that just says, "You're not God, Pony. Take the call." What the hell is going
on
here?
Open phone Fridays in 15 minutes, so.
Okay.
We'll get to it then.
All right, anyway. Now, let's get on to PM Team Steelers Chargers Power Hour kickoff. I love L.A.
You also have your requisite
I'm glad you got the
sound effects.
I'm glad you got great football noises
here.
Yes,
don't talk over it this time, Chris. Question number one.
Yeah.
Is Justin Herbert a little bit or a lot better than Aaron Rodgers?
He's a little bit better right now. I got to take him as he is right now. The physical tools would suggest he's a lot better than a guy who at 41 still has his brain power, but is a mobility-wise a shadow of himself. But Herbert still makes too many mistakes for my liking, so he is a little bit better than Rodgers.
He's already doubled his interception total from last year, but he also has 18 touchdowns, and the only guy to throw for more passing yards in the NFL this year is Daniel Jones. I think he is. Oh man! I think
how are you going to say a lot better? Because you kind of blanched at me early in the show, or you got like you gave me the old cross-eyed look when I said he might be a lot better.
Okay, fine. You're right. You called me out for it. I think he's a little bit better.
It sounds like actual Vikings fighting each other more than it does football.
Question number two. To kick off our Steelers-Chargers Power Hour here on the PM team. Will the Steelers' defense perform in Encore? Will the Steelers' defense perform in Encore?
So six turnovers?
Whatever you think constitutes an Encore performance. Doesn't have to just be the turnover part. Maybe it's... the style of play, the
right
way
now,
they play.
Right now my thought is no, because of a couple of things. I think there are a lot of really good eligibles in that receiving core. They have a lot of good RECs there, Pony, as Tomlin would put it, too. It's not just the receivers, it's Gadsden, the tight end. I think Roman is a good offensive coordinator, and I do think despite the fact that the tackles for the Colts are both out, and therefore, the Chargers are compromised and out and everything else. Herbert is mobile enough that I think he's going to escape some of the pressure that Jones could not.
I don't think they will either, and here is something that I am monitoring. Attrition in this game. The Chargers are fifth in fourth quarter. Oh, wait a minute, I'm looking at the wrong stat here. The Steelers are last in fourth quarter scoring defense in the entire league. Did you know that? They've given up more points in the final 15 minutes of a game than any team in the entire league.
I know they're second at point differentials.
Fourth quarter, they're dead last in terms of points they've
given up. I know, they're bad in the third, and they're really bad in the fourth.
They are the dead last passing defense in the league. They've given up the most passing yards in the NFL. The Chargers are fifth in total offense. They average over 370 yards per game. Their last three, they've averaged over 400.
Mm-hmm.
I know, all of those stats are probably a lot like the Colts. Not as good as the Colts last week. But I don't think lightning will strike twice. Darius Slay still suits up.
I just can't. I don't see it happening, man.
Yeah, even with the tackles, I do not think they're going to limit this
team. Daniel Jones kind of crapped himself, too. And as much as Herbert is not
Herbert's a better quarterback.
He's a much better quarterback. And even with his flaws, I know Jones's perpetual look is deer in the headlights. But he really had the deer in the headlights look going.
Question number three. In our Power Hour kickoff for Steelers-Chargers on the PM team. Loss of Isaac Seumalo affect your prediction on this game?
It doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't, because that would be giving an enormous amount of credit to a good, not great offensive lineman. We've heard from multiple Steelers insiders who think they will have something dialed up to be able to use the jumbo package still. And while I think Seumalo has helped Broderick Jones along, maybe at his own expense, where he's been maybe late on some assignments because he's trying to shadow towards Jones's side, I don't think that is like a deal breaker. Him starting versus him obviously not playing, which we know he won't, does not change my prediction.
The line won't move because of it, but I do think it's a big enough deal where I downgrade the Steelers in this game, just because it's the same logic I used for the Colts last week. Anytime you ask a team to do something new, you don't know what they're going to look like. I don't know how young guys on this offensive line are going to respond when you take out the one veteran presence that might be the bonding agent that holds everything together. Maybe he isn't, but I got to see
it first. Counterpoint, though. I mean, Tomlin would say this. I think he'd actually be right to say this. You're Zach Frazier. You're in your second year. You're a veteran now, man. Most people say rookies who make it productively through like two-thirds or three-quarters of a rookie season are veterans by then. I know Seumalo's the old hand there, but it shouldn't be like the rest of them turn into these callow rookies who don't know where they're going and are staring straight ahead, confused.
Question four in our Power Hour kickoff for Steelers-Chargers. What's the total number of sacks and takeaways when you add them up the Steelers need to win this game?
How many did they have combined in that number? Was it 10?
11, I thought. Six takeaways, five sacks.
Okay, 11. To win this game.
Yep.
Six. Probably.
Do you want to break it down?
Yeah, four sacks, two turnovers. I think they got to play getaway. I think they got to get the ball away from them a little bit.
I'm going to say eight.
Eight.
Three takeaways and five sacks, because I don't think that they're going to turn the ball over zero times. So I need more.
Man, as we play this little exercise, keep that music. Oh, look at this, man.
There's a lot of production that goes into... you know what I've been forgetting to do? It's a new question.
There are times... You just played it like twice, it almost sounded like.
Well, that's because I had to make up for the one I missed.
There are times I'm like, I should come up with some more cockamamie ideas on the side, but then I feel like it would just be robbing you of so much fun in your life. This is a good song, though.
Question five.
And no, I was just quickly here. I was just going to say, like, I continue to not have a good handle on this game, and the only thing that does cut through clear to me is I don't think they can just play a straightforward, like, hey, we're a stout defense game and expect to win. I do think they're going to have to flip a field here once or twice.
Question five.
Yes.
In our PM team Power Hour kickoff for Steelers Chargers.
You think people have figured out the theme of the Power Hour mix?
Will Roman Wilson catch multiple passes in the game?
Yes, I actually feel strongly about this one.
Wow.
I actually think he's going to. I have just, okay.
I do not. I think he's in the doghouse. I think he gets one or few.
If I'm going to stake myself to another stupid, asinine opinion, as if I have any other kinds, it's that Tomlin, by mentioning him and then hitting him with the boneheaded comment, was actually in his own weird and seemingly backwards way suggesting that he is not, in fact, in the doghouse for it, that they weren't happy. Doghouses, you don't even get mentioned. Like, haven't you ever told somebody, if they ask, are you mad at me or you whatever, and you're like, no, if you don't hear me say anything, that's when I'm mad.
Maybe his plan wasn't to say anything, but he got asked specifically about him, and he had to say something bad. He was asked Wilson.
No, he was. You're right. I keep forgetting that it was both of them. He could have just, but he's done stuff where he would have just answered Austin and not said anything about Wilson.
So you think Roman Wilson is going to have... Okay.
There are people now saying he might not even get a helmet. I think he's going to dress for the game.
Yeah, I disagree with that. The sixth and final question of our PM team Power Hour kickoff for Steelers Chargers.
Yes.
Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
No.
Of course. I think yes. I think yes.
That is a really tough one for me.
Clearly, because you still haven't answered it.
Yes, because I'm trying to decide how I feel. I always try not to answer these with, well, in my Hall of Fame, there'd be way fewer players. Yes, I have to. I'm gonna admit to something here. I'm going by the most rudimentary measure possible. Do you know how Pro Football Reference does similarity players? Like, they do similarity scores through this many years. This guy's career was sure. Similar to this one. When you get to the career Philip Rivers one, are you ready? Here are the similar players to his career.
Go ahead.
Matt Ryan.
Yep.
Fran Tarkenton in the Hall of Fame. Brett Favre in the Hall of Fame. John Elway in the Hall of Fame. Dan Marino in the Hall of Fame. Drew Brees will soon be in the Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers will be in the Hall of Fame. Ben Roethlisberger will be in the Hall of Fame. Joe Montana, not Joe Montana, in the Hall of Fame. Peyton Manning in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to let a website do the work for me and say I'm not arguing against that.
But here's what he doesn't have in common with all those guys.
No title.
No, not that.
Well,
not
Marino
just that.
Doesn't have one
they
either.
They all played in a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, Dan Marino, Fran Tarkenton, they didn't win them, but they played. He didn't get there. He had good teams. I think he is one.
Who's more of a Hall of Famer then? Let me twist this on you. Him or Eli?
Eli.
Who would you take to win one game not knowing anything else about the game? You don't know if it's a playoff game or anything. It might be a regular season game just to get the number one seed something.
Then Rivers.
So basically, Eli's more of a Hall of Famer because two times in his life for 120 minutes, he put on a cape.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that does kind of cheapen a 17-year career for the other guy. If you distill Eli's Hall of Fame...
No, because I still said that Philip Rivers should be in the Hall of Fame.
I know, but you said more of a Hall of Famer. Like, if they each get a room in the Hall of Fame, Manning's is slightly nicer.
All right, that was our PM team. Power Hour kickoff for Steelers Chargers.
Has there ever... Sorry, didn't mean to do it again. Has there ever been a less, in terms of like foot speed, a less athletic quarterback that was great than Philip Rivers? Brady even looked a little more natural moving than him. Rivers threw the ball like he was shot putting it three quarters. We always say this when we get in trouble. I'm confident that if you let me train for a little bit, I could have run.
How about Peyton Manning?
Okay, this is going to sound funny to you. I always thought Manning was such a technician in the pocket with his footwork and how he chopped and moved around. He looked more athletic. Yes, whenever Peyton Manning would take off running, you'd start laughing your ass off at him. But he even, I thought, was a little more nimble than Phil.
All right, open phone Friday now. Anything you want on Steelers, Chargers, anything you want, period, at 412-928-9370. It's the one time a week where we open up the phone lines and you can call in and talk about anything. 412-928-9370. We prefer it to be football-related, Steelers, Chargers. If it's not, whatever. It's your call, not ours. Speaking of the game, join Donnie and Jason Mackey at Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday night for the Fan Game Day from 5 to 8. Gigantic burgers, wings, ice-cold beer, and the best pregame talk. Shiloh Plate and Pour on Mount Washington with Donnie and Mackey, the perfect place to meet before the game. 412-928-9370. Your calls are next, but first, a headline.
Pitt basketball takes on Longwood Lancers tonight. Coverage on the Fan begins at 6:30. Kickoff to follow at 7. For more, go to 937thefan.com. Headlines powered by Bowser and Jensen's of Monroeville. Malzi?
It is a football Friday, Milf Hunter, but tip-off. If they kicked off to begin a basketball game, I got to be honest. I'd love to see it. Why was I paying that close of attention? I'm not really sure. Anyway, Daisy, French onion dip. Let's talk about it. You go. Why did I sound? Well, forget it. I'm not even going to say anything. You go to somebody's house. You're supposed to bring something. You maybe have struck out in the past in this endeavor. You've brought something that nobody wants. You want to be the party hero, the person who brings something good. Bring Daisy French onion dip. Come to think of it, bring Daisy ranch dip as well. Bring two things that are total game changers in the snacking world. Things that are as good as homemade dip, that are made with real herbs and spices, that are going to elevate whatever it is you're snacking on that night. Look for Daisy French onion dip at a grocery store near you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.